Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Jana, a podcast where each month I'll speak to a variety of industry leaders to bring you education, trends, and relevant topics in franchising. I'm your host, Jana Bailey, CEO of FranNet. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Just Jana. It's great to have you all back with us today, and we're going to be talking to a very dear friend of mine. So I'm going to let her give you all of the details, but Ms. Carrie Gilley, would you introduce yourself to this audience, please?
For sure. It's such a pleasure to be here, Jana. Thank you for having me. My name is Carrie Gilley, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Franchise Fastlane.
And give us a little bit about your background, Carrie, because I mean, I know I didn't know you prior to Franchise Fastlane, and you hit the franchise landscape, as it might be, big time, and just, you know, everybody knows you now. So, but what's your background prior to Fastlane?
You know, my background actually didn't start in franchising, and that's amazing to me because it's certainly where I belong. This is my end game. That's what I usually say. I belong in franchising. It's my passion today. But I graduated. I did always want to be an entrepreneur, Jana, always. I graduated during the dot-com boom. My favorite definition in the entire Webster's Dictionary is vision. And I don't know if you know the definition, but it is a clear and compelling picture of a preferable future. And I think most of the time people choose between one of those things, that clear and compelling picture, that's typically corporate America. I know what my day is going to look like every day. I know my, you know, how I'm going to be promoted, what's going to happen with my compensation, my insurance, my benefits, or that preferable future, which is maybe more of the entrepreneur who's willing to embrace that risk. And I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I was trying to figure out, how do I embrace that vision? Again, graduated during the dot-com boom and went into technology. And the very first tool that we had was a software tool that valued the items people give to charity, the clothing that you give to Goodwill, Salvation Army. This is an interesting story, so I am going to tell it. Amazing. I promise I'll bring it back to franchising. We had no, Jenna, we had no budget. We were a typical startup. We set the strategy and we took the garbage out at night, right? Typical startup. We had no budget. We officed out of McDonald's. And in the absence of a budget, I wrote a press release and started sending it to local media because I thought it was an interesting tax story. I was 24.
Oh, wow.
Local media starts picking this up. And I start traveling as a spokesperson for this company. And probably because I was too young and too naive to know better, I sent it to the Wall Street Journal. And you know those days that you will never forget.
Yep.
My phone rings one day. It was a girlfriend. And she said, Carrie, you are on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Again, I was maybe 24.
Oh, my.
And there it was on the front page. We maybe sold 40 copies of this software at this time. And that day, it just 4,000 or something. So I end up in New York City for the next 2 years, part-time with an apartment there as a national spokesperson for this product. CNN Headline News, MSNBC, CNN-FNN, US News and World Report. It's just ironic, Jenna, because I had maybe filed my taxes independent of my parents once or twice. And all of a sudden you're a tax expert, you know? So that one took off and I learned so much. And about that time, Intuit reached out. They're the makers of TurboTax, Quick and QuickBooks, and they bought us. And I was 25 and I end up going from New York to California. And today my product is still part of TurboTax. If you're a TurboTax user, its deductible is still part of that experience. In fact, the checkmark logo, if you're familiar with the TurboTax logo, that was our logo. They had an Uncle Sam's hat. That was TurboTax's logo. Yeah. Was Uncle Sam's hat. They liked ours better and adopted it. So that's still their logo today. But I ended up working for Intuit. Scott Cook learned a great deal. But if you can imagine the whiplash of startup with three partners, pretty much running everything, to Fortune 500 corporate America and how different that was. And I was there 4 years. And so I experienced those two extremes, the clear and compelling picture with a preferable future, both of those. I wanted to get back to the Midwest and I heard of a gentleman back at home named Ryan Zink. He had a brand called Complete Nutrition and it was a franchise brand. I knew nothing about franchising, but it was fitness and it was in, and he was early in his development. We had lunch and he hired me to be the CDO. asked me to go lock 20 territories for Complete Nutrition. I loved the brand. I got hard at work, and together we closed 240 territories of Complete Nutrition over the next 20 months. He went on to sell to private equity, and I fell in love with my future career. Franchising was where I belonged because it was both. It was the best of what I saw in startup world, married to the best of what I saw in corporate America. It was vision. It was both. It was that preferable future, but it was clear and it was compelling because there was strategy and a home office and marketing and all of those things that business owners usually don't franchise, don't get on their own when they're in startup mode. So fell in love with franchising. Ryan went on to sell that brand to private equity in 2015. I took some time at home, worked on another startup, but I wanted to get back into franchising. And I didn't say this, but when I was working on developing Complete Nutrition, my husband and I bought three of our own Complete Nutrition locations. Oh, and wow. So I was on the franchising side as a Z and on the Zor side developing. And so I wanted to get back into it on developing. And so I called Ryan and I asked him for lunch. And I had this idea for a franchise development company. And I pull out my business plan and, you know, some early versions of the website. And he starts laughing. And I was like, wow, I thought it was a good idea. You're laughing at me. And he was laughing because he was working on something similar already. We decided to partner and we started Franchise Fastlane in January of 2017. We did it very different than some of the other FSOs. We're what's called an FSO, a franchise sales organization, than some of the other FSOs in the space. And we've grown quickly. We've now locked about 4,300 territories for our brands. We have 19, I think, of the best franchise brands in the country. And we're on track to hit about 1,500 territories this year. We're now the number one FSO, as just named by Entrepreneur Magazine a couple of weeks ago. So very humbling as to where we started and where we are today.
It is an amazing growth trajectory, and just watching you guys over the last 5 years. I mean, that's hard to imagine that you've done all of that in five years. It's amazing.
Yes.
So your journey at Franchise Fastlane from that day of sharing your vision with Ryan and finding out he was working on something similar to today has been very fast paced. So you recently have announced a new partnership. What's that going to mean for Carrie and for Franchise Fastlane?
Very excited about our new partnership. And you're right, it was recent, just May, June timeframe of this year. We announced a partnership with Southfield Capital. For me, I get to step into the CEO role. Ryan will move into a board position. I am very committed to this role and staying in the Fastlane. And, you know, we've been talking about the next stage for our brands for a long time, and this really equips us for that next stage. Let me just explain who they are. Southfield Capital is a private equity firm that partners with exceptional growing companies in the middle market. So right where we are sitting, not only does this partnership bring us financial strength, but also the support we need for this next stage. Also broad experience, investors, managers, advisors, and they have a proven track record of taking companies from our size and growing them from there. In the Fastlane, like you just said, Jana, I think we've proven that we can drive extraordinary growth for the chosen few. That's our mission. That's what we've done. But we want to do more than that. Today, when we help a brand grow, we then have to cross our fingers and we have to hope they can keep up, right? When we see explosive growth, we have to go, oh, I hope they can keep up. And we stay in touch with them. I meet quarterly with every brand. We consult with them. But honestly, all the services and everything after sales is on them. So this partnership will allow us to consider adding valued solutions and services for our brand partners that we don't get to offer today. Organic lead gen, initial development support for franchisees after they sign, not just before they sign, consulting for field support, marketing, insurance, payroll, credit card processing. Who knows where all we can take this? That's the point, and that's where we want to go, and that's the vision. Today, we only service the perfect fit brands, and our service stops there, and we turn away 95% of brands that come our way. I talked to 191 brands last year, signed eight. So we're turning away so many. This is going to allow us to broaden our scope for the services we can provide to brands and to service them before they find the franchisee, and as well as after they find the franchisee. So we're very excited about the future with Southfield Capital.
Well, do you see yourself in some of these other services doing the pre-work to get them ready for a Franchise Fastlane?
Absolutely. You know, so many of the brands today, I've talked to four brands today. That was my day today before we had this time together. And only one of them did I feel like they are ready for the growth the Fastlane could usher in. They're ready to go today. The other three, I have to say, you're not quite ready. And even when I look at my portfolio of brands today, Jana, there's three in our current portfolio that I bet I talked to for 2 years before we onboarded: Bloomin' Blinds, Everline, and a couple others. And it's not because they weren't great brands. It's just because I know what we can do in terms of explosive growth. And I certainly want to help them grow, not put them right out of business, right?
That's exactly
not what we want to do. So for example, we're working on a strategy right now. We call it Carpool. And we're going to launch this strategy for brands that aren't quite ready for the Fastlane. And they'll be able to keep their own development team intact, but use all of the Fastlane infrastructure for dev, all of the automation, technology, our support team. We're running 180,000 territory checks for our Fastlane brands this year alone.
Wow.
And so all of that infrastructure is in place. It's really highly automated. And they'll be able to sit on top of that, almost like a SaaS model, right? And run their development while keeping their development team intact. And that might be a way to grow at 20, 30 territories a year.
Right.
At a more reasonable rate before they're ready to join the fast lane and maybe really put the gas down on their growth.
Yeah, you're so right. And, you know, we've seen it so many times in the industry where brands just overgrow their ability to service.
Right.
And it's hard for a brand to imagine when we say you could sell yourself out of business.
Right out of business. There's two times already, even in the fast lane, where we were on a major growth trajectory with the brand, but I could tell they weren't keeping up and we had to sunset them, not because we weren't selling them. We were selling them very well. One brand, we had seven groups already booked for the next confirmation day and we didn't host it because I need to put my head on my pillow at night and so do you.
Exactly.
And no, I'm ushering franchisees into strong brands ready to embrace their growth. And if they're not keeping up, it's time for us to stop selling.
Exactly. And I love that about you guys, that you have that integrity, that you make sure they're ready.
They're ready. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to switch gears a little bit.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of discussion right now around the economy and what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. And what do you see for Fastlane, but also just the industry in general, if we truly go into a recession?
Mm-hmm. You know, for a while, I think a limbo is paralysis, right? Analysis paralysis. And I think for a while, everybody was just going, what's happening? Is this a recession or is it not? Or is it not? I do believe right now we probably can determine some level of recession status as we see two consecutive quarters of a declining economy. And I think that's what that's the true definition of a recession. We have seen six straight months. Interest rates have stabilized, but they're still high, right? They're still higher. Mm-hmm. People are hesitant to pull their money out of the market right now for obvious reason. Market's down. That said, let me tell you, we are seeing explosive growth for our brands in the fast lane. In fact, Jenna, Q3 of 2022 is on trend to be our best quarter yet. We're on track to lock over 400 territories just in this quarter alone for our incredible brands. I think people recognize that now more than ever, it's important to control your own destiny. That's what they see during these times. You need to manage your own time, be your own boss, and be a business owner. We're still seeing service industries thrive, but we're also seeing lifestyle and health franchise concepts really emerge right now. We just launched Fastest Labs, and that one is just really growing strong. I think both on the B and the B2C. In terms of funding, though, people are having to be creative. They need to be creative right now. We're seeing some unsecured term loans, HELOC, some lines of credit, seeing that as a solution. Still quite a bit of SBA activity. It's just slower, much, much slower. It's delayed. I think entrepreneurs have grit, right? You and I have grit.
They do.
Be gritty, be hungry, bring it. That's one of our core values. We have five core values and that's one of them. And I think in an economic downturn more than ever, that's often when you see that grit. And oftentimes our industry, we thrive during these times. And that's what I see in the fast lane right now.
Well, that's what we're seeing as well. We saw July just, it was like everybody just woke up. It was like these clients that we've been talking to that were dragging and, you know, they suddenly are like, okay, I'm ready to close now. And so, you know,
yes,
we're all hoping, obviously, that that's going to carry out through the rest of the year. And I really believe it will. I think the momentum is in place now to really end on a strong note for 2022.
I absolutely
I'd love seeing that go right on into 2023.
I love that. I absolutely agree. I think we'll end the year strong in spite of the economy. Again, I just think that entrepreneurs and franchisees have a different mindset.
Agree. And, you know, my last question that I had prepared for you, and you and I are so in sync on this. Would you tell someone this is a good time to get into franchising, or should they wait?
No, now is the time to get into franchising. Now is the time to grab your own destiny. You know, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. That was Henry Ford. Whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. And you can. And especially with the brands, the quality of the franchise brands, there's 4,000 brands now in the US and so many incredible quality brands. Yesterday, I was driving to work and I ran into one of my own brands in the neighborhood next to mine. It's a fencing brand, Superior Fence. And they were just recognized by the Inc. 5000. I literally flipped a Yui, went back and took a picture outside of my car window because I'm so proud of that local franchisee. Mm-hmm. There are so many incredible brands now in franchising, whether you like service or beauty or health or fitness. Now is the time, Jenna, now's the time.
I couldn't agree more. Well, I'm going to end this on a personal note because that's something you and I have in common. We both have been career moms. Yeah. So tell the audience about your herd. You've got some beautiful, beautiful children.
Thank you. I have a big blended family. Mm-hmm. And I have three sons myself in my home, and all of them are my why. All of them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people say, what is your why? My why are my three boys, all of my children. I want to exemplify vision for them. I want to go, when I go back to my personal story and why I'm here and why I'm so in love with franchising, I want them to see that in my daily life. I want them to find a clear and compelling picture of a preferable future. Kind of a funny story. My oldest is in college now. I have, my oldest is 20 and my baby is 9. So Jen, I have a big age gap and one in between. And, you know, he came home and he was surprised after his finals because he said, Mom, I got the highest grade on my stats final. And I kind of laughed because stats isn't him, but he worked hard and he got the highest grade in the class. And I kind of joked and I said, well, maybe you should be, you know, an actuary or statistician. And he knows I'm joking, Jenna, because what do I want him to do? I want him to go find what he loves. And I already know what that is. He's a pilot. He flies 3 times a week and the skies are where he belongs. And he knows I would never say anything other than go find what you love, do what you love and call it work. Do what you love all day long and call it work. And I hope they see that in me and that I do what I love. And then I enable others to do the same.
That's so important. You know, I was in corporate America. I was in banking for so many years. Mm-hmm. And when burnout set in, you know, that's when I took a dramatic, after 18 years in an industry that I thought I would retire from, to leave that and totally make, you know, big changes. And both of my sons talk about the impact that had on them and making it okay to take brave steps and to do something different. So
I have every respect for every mom, the stay-at-home mom, the working mom. It's hard work either way. But Jenna, you and I have talked about this. There's something when you hear your kid tell his friend about what his mom does.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's something about that, that just, if you have to miss a game once in a while, you prioritize the things you absolutely will not miss, as we talked about before this call started.
Yeah.
And then you make sure that they know that they are your number one priority and they are your big why.
Yeah. I admire you so much. Having been there and done that, as you and I talked, you know, if we don't set those boundaries, work will consume us.
It will.
And, and it does quite often when we're not paying attention, but putting those kids first and they're important milestones. So Carrie, I've just loved having you on the podcast. And I know the audience has learned a lot about you personally, but also about Fastlane. So thank you so much.
I love being here. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you. Well, everyone, this is another wrap-up of the Just Jenna podcast. Thanks for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you next time.